hit a high. The small business optimism has certainly been up. And supposedly, some of these people that are companies that were going to send jobs elsewhere are going to, they're saying they're going to keep them in the U.S.
I've heard of at least three of them, one including Carrier, just yesterday.
Yeah, Deere was another one. So that could be positive. Hopefully, that's not just window dressing on that, and that's actually going to occur, and that you know, it's going to be a net increase in jobs, not just, you know, painting the tape, so to speak.
Yeah, Ford. I heard that Ford was going to stay too. They were looking at sending their jobs to Mexico.
Yeah. Well, there's always that fear, and certainly there's also the fear that the big companies, much as they've done there in Beaverton, will try and cut a deal and, you know, get all kinds of property tax givebacks and that sort of thing. So in some ways, even though they stay, sometimes their economic impact is muted. I don't know what the way around that, other than lower regulation and taxes for everybody and try and get all businesses to stay.
Yeah. Now, Intel, they've got a huge deal going on. So does Nike, because they're... You can drive around the campus and notice there's no streetlights on there. It's unincorporated Washington County. It's not in the city of Beaverton. We know the huge impact that they're making because they're a worldwide company now and they're based right here. So I'm wondering what kind of taxes they're dealing with, because everybody says, well, the big businesses need to pay their fair share. Are Nike and Intel paying their fair share?
Well, I'm not really sure. I mean, you could argue that all businesses pay their fair share through paying employees.
Sure.
And there's an effect there that those employees who are staying in Beaverton are paying property taxes and buying homes and doing all that. I think it's arguable whether the corporation itself is acting like a good property owner, and there's no easy way around that other than perhaps making property tax rates universal across the U.S., but that opens up a whole new other host of problems.
Yeah, because if they standardized all the taxes for businesses in the United States instead of state to state or county by county, I mean, wouldn't that make it easier?
Well, it would make it easier. It would certainly make it... so that the big businesses couldn't do what Boeing did, where they pitted Washington State against Illinois, and Illinois won to move their corporate headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
I know Nike has been kind of playing that game also, perhaps moving at one point, claiming they might move north of the Columbia River, but of course that never happened.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty expensive to move a world headquarters somewhere else.
Well, they have to do the math and see if it's a better deal than staying. But, they kind of get everybody fired up and try and get the local politicians involved and say that it's absolutely essential that the big business stay there. In some ways, I think that's arguable. I think it's frustrating for me as a small business owner to hear those kinds of things going on.
Sure.
Because they get the tax breaks and we don't. You know, we get to keep paying the full bore. So, I think ideally there would be no givebacks, and it would be, hey, if you're going to leave, you're going to leave. We've got plenty of other businesses that will use that real estate.
Yeah, but then again, you think about how many employees are working at those big businesses that are right here.
Back to my original point.
Yeah,
so that's the trade-off.
Yeah, that is quite the trade-off. And more are moving here, and you know that Nike and Intel are expanding, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Let's hope that there's an economic impact across the entire region.
Well, we've already seen it here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge here in the Washington County. There's been more buildings, not only of stores, but also houses. And the apartment, they just keep building the apartments everywhere. So that's creating jobs in the... In retail and also in housing. So
that would be the point that the head of Nike and Intel are making. Hey, you guys are seeing the benefit, even if we're not paying, corporate property taxes. There's certainly other people doing it. So
yeah. And then they have the payroll taxes that they have to deal with as well. They're paying all that for the Oregon. So we're seeing a pretty big impact to that. And Bill, unfortunately, we're out of time, and I wanted to touch a little bit on the world one. We'll do that next time.
Okay, have a great trip.
All right, you too. And he's online at brcapital.com at brcapital. That's Bill Roller. Thank you so much, and Have a happy aloha time next week as well. Uh-oh. It's 728. This is the Westside Morning Report.
What happens if the ATMs go out, or the economy breaks down? Or what about a stock market?